Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Go ahead.
Our next guest is here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Karen Moynihan. I'm the co-founder of Boss Insights.
Boss Insights.
Yes. I guess I'm... This is redundant to say it, isn't it?
But no, it's, yeah. It's completely fine. So what is Boss Insights?
We are a little meta. We are predicting private company performance in real time. So this conference, for instance, is incredible for getting founders in front of investors. The investors are often getting this bad rap as if they're not entrepreneurs making lots of money out of a little money, but that's what they're doing. And their days are being taken by manual work and gathering data and whatnot. We want to make them smart money, meaning they help a founder get access to their next deal, solve problems. And so what we're doing is we're using AI and big data to track the companies and then predict, will they grow their team? Will they fundraise? Will they IPO? So meta.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're tracking private companies.
Private companies.
Which I would imagine is way more difficult than tracking a public company
who's
required by law to release information.
You got it. Yeah. So, yeah, public companies make it pretty easy, and then you have all sorts in terms of getting the information.
Sure.
There's tons that's hard about it.
Absolutely.
I was a wealth manager for a hot second. But private companies, it's all by definition private. So the first thing we did back in 2017 was we built something called API connectors. So that sounds a little techie. All it means is we built the key to grab that information from cloud-based software.
Sure.
So instead of getting founders to send financial statements by PDF and then getting an analyst to calculate and then aggregate, we are connecting to a API system to an accounting software or to a CRM software. And the analogy, sorry, talking to,
No, you're good.
Okay.
This is your job here.
This is my job now.
Yeah.
Do you know who, now? So the analogy I use is Henry Ford gave us a great one. He, building Ford cars, and he said, Ford Motors, and he said, if I asked the customers what they wanted, they would have said faster horses, and I wanted to build a car. And we are using computers, but we're using them like faster pencils, not like computers. So when you stop entering data like this with your hands typing it, but when you grab it automatically, you can aggregate, you can predict on it, you can do, it's so much more powerful as an insight than it is as raw data.
So, and and when you're dealing with data that way, you're dealing with it in a more structured and predictable way.
I don't know if you're up for hire, but we have a marketing role open that should, it's just so, yeah, exactly, exactly.
As an engineer, I look at...
You're an engineer.
I'm a software engineer. Mm-hmm. We both are.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that changes the whole thing. Okay. Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's structured.
Yeah.
You can also give... Founders are a little bit like actors going on auditions, and you don't have a lot of rights out there for data privacy, for control on your audience, for even targeting the right strategic investor. It's not like that's listed in the investment thesis. Are you a good person? Are you going to help me? Or are you just going to, you know?
Yeah.
And... what we're doing is we finally enable data privacy for the founder. We take back all that time in creating that data. So we're pretty founder first, not because we're altruistic, because it's good business sense.
Okay.
So
Because you don't want to build this thing up and then have Facebook's reputation come at you.
Yeah. Poor Facebook. They did so much and now it's like, yeah, it's true. You really, look, data, I'm not going to say data is the new anything, but data is going to be a commodity, right? We are basically telling the investment community, do you want to have access to this commodity and then get rid of that manual work so you have the access to be smarter money for your founder? Do you want to be a first mover in this? And there are investors and debt lenders and actually some stock market exchanges that do want to be first movers. So we don't just have to find the client, but we have to find the people who believe data is the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of data is it that we're looking at here? Obviously, we mentioned Financial software.
Financial software.
And we mentioned CRM. So that would be your client relations software.
Shout out to HubSpot. We use HubSpot. Okay. I would love it for a free year. What's this 90% discount business HubSpot? No. So there's 800 connectors we have.
Wow.
And one perhaps future partnership opportunity for us is that we're going to give those data sources access to new clients for sure. But in terms of predictors, here's what we've already done. We took 1,100 companies in 2013, and we predicted 3 outcomes in 2018. Our models didn't know it was already 2019 in March on International Women's Day. Woohoo! but we could predict if they would grow their team, fundraise, so that's the exit for the investors, or IPO or sell. Now, here's what really matters, because the data sources right now leave a lot to be desired. There are 19 factors. This is all a white paper. Everyone can download it and access it. I can link to it if you guys like. There are 19 factors leading to these 3 outcomes. Things like, how many cities are you selling in? How many founders do you have? How long did it take you to get to your first raise? And there's one that I know makes an impact that we've never been able to track. It's always, how many people do you have in your company? I really think it should be, who are those people? It matters that my co-founder scaled, he was a third hire, scaled the company to 300. That was DealFind, our Canada's Groupon. And that he then went to Amazon and saved the money on their shipment cost. That matters. Mm-hmm. But we don't track any of that. We just track how many full-time employees. It's just not as rich. See, I drink my own Kool-Aid. I go off too much.
No, you're completely fine.
That's great. Okay.
And so you are an alpha.
Yes,
so
I'm an alpha.
Where are exactly in this stage?
We are seed stage. So we have the first movers who have bet on us because they want to have access to data easier.
Sure.
And we are, so here's the thing about Canada. Canada has done an amazing job at investing in innovation, and we have been the beneficiaries of that. I've effectively got a seed round without diluting. Thank you, Canada, and even thank you, Ontario, at a time when they, you know. But truly, it's been great. It is a smaller market, so if you're going to succeed, you take those gifts, it's not available in other countries, and then you go and you sell elsewhere. So we're selling to the US, and that's where we're at, because next year, I'd love to be back here chatting with you guys saying, we are scaling now.
Yeah.
We know if it's going to be equity investors or debt lenders or crowd funders. Mm-hmm. Or,
sure.
You know,
you'd like to be back next year with a blue band. And
I want a blue band.
Yeah.
So the tech industry didn't read Brave New World, right? The alphas are the better ones, right? They're in the more exciting. it's an exciting place to be in, because what I'll say is the energy with a startup, you start with your own idea and you get excited. I would say we're at the point where people other than us are excited. And they're waiting to see where we're going to go. And then we have some amazing people that are partnering with us first. Can I give a shout out?
Of course.
Okay. So Collision has been great to us.
This is your time.
Yeah. Yeah. Collision's been great to us. We're part of the Alpha program. Thank you, Collision. Elevate is also a conference that's happening in September. Those are the two biggies in Canada that are happening. So they're going to use AI and big data to partner investors with founders in a smarter way. Imagine a world where the investment thesis is already pre-matched. So you're meeting and you're talking about founder and funder, you know, relationship status.
Sure.
So that's what we're doing in September, and they're taking great strides there. So yeah.
That's really cool. And that's back here?
That's back here in September. So I don't know where you guys are gonna be, but if you'd like to be there, I can, you know. Yeah, I'm sure they'd love to have you. Well,
executive
maybe.
Producer says
we're thinking.
You let me know. There's
let's do some research.
This is basically what entrepreneurship is all about. I can help other people while I'm helping myself, and then the whole ecosystem gets better.
And that's what this is about.
Yeah. What you're doing is huge for me. This is a huge gift you give to entrepreneurs, truly. I don't know if anyone said thank you, but thank you.
It's our job.
Yeah.
We're glad to do it, because this environment is so energetic.
Oh, it's the ADHD dream world.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There are so many cool ideas that happen in this room that are so unrelated to each other. And yet, two people can meet and go, we may not have anything, our companies may not be related in any way, but you have a technology that you're based on that might improve what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff happens out here all the time.
That's the ecosystem.
Yeah.
We got so much better when we joined the ecosystem.
Yeah, rising tides, right?
Totally. And what were your goals here?
My goals for Collision. So we have got a lot of love from the Canadian ecosystem. I now am dealing with a lot of trade commissioners to sell into the U.S.
Okay.
Collision gives me this very big bow-wrapped present of, hey, U.S. will come to Canada. So this is a way to create that interest, and then you have second meetings and third meetings and figure out how to close. Yeah.
And since, you know, Collision has been hosted in two U.S. cities over the last 5 years, the U.S. is familiar with Collision.
Totally.
Especially investors. Mm-hmm. And so when you start going towards the U.S. and you go, well, I was featured at Collision, they do a good job of curating here.
Oh.
Not everybody who applies is accepted. They curate real hard here.
Oh, yes. So, oh, you have, as a startup founder, it's not just like buy a ticket, give us your money.
Not at all.
It is serious.
Yes.
You go through rounds.
Yeah. Well, good job. You made the cut.
they truly only want the best of the best.
Yeah, the ones that are going to survive, because a lot of startups don't make it.
It's just, so I wasn't, so I'm a founder, and with founders you have to be really smart with your money. So on International Women's Day, when there was a group that put together this huge event, I saw someone from Collision and I said, hey, so that's a bit of money for a founder. What do you get? And they said, oh no, you don't even understand what Alpha is going to give you. And at the time, I didn't, but I will tell you now that I do.
Your eyes are open.
I met with somebody who was going to build our tool, found out we're building it. They found us, and they're like, let's go. We have the access. You have the tool. Let's go RevShare.
Let's partner right now.
That happened yesterday. Ooh. I'm shaken from that one.
Congrats.
On the opening night of Collision,
okay.
Mayor John Tory was there, and I said, thank you, for Canada, for all your investment. Can I show you how we can get you better ROI on that? We're meeting soon. What else can I say about Collision? The Minister of Innovation in Canada is an incredible person, and so is his team, who's actually executing on his vision of better balanced AI about data privacy. And I said to him, this happened last night. This is what I'm really shaking about. You don't need to say that. You can thank the Canadian ecosystem for creating a firm that's already doing it and leading the way. And your vision made that happen. And he said, sure, we'll do that. What do you want? I said, I don't want anything other than to work together with the same messaging. And he said, sure, we'll mention that. So what else can I say about Collision?
Right?
I mean,
it's just a win all around for you.
I'm a bit on cloud nine right now. I'm just going to say the truth. I stopped drinking coffee at 10 this morning because it's too much. And we have the best team. And when you do an ecosystem like this, what happens is you get the best team. So you build the best tool. So it all kind of feeds. It's building blocks. You can't do it all as a founder. You really need to delegate.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well.
So, yeah.
I really like what you're doing.
Definitely.
Obviously, others do too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
If more people want to find out about what you're doing, how can they get that information?
Boss Insights on LinkedIn. Reach out to us. And we also have just a link on our website at bossinsights.com. Book a demo.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you guys for this.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, all right. Take care.
And have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.